Well, we turn now to Bloom, back way back in June Bank Holiday weekend when Philip was at Bloom, the annual food and gardening festival at the Phoenix Park in Dublin. The show gardens are an absolute highlight for the visitors, but what happens to those gardens when Bloom finishes? Well, back in 2018, the SunSmart Garden was dismantled and some of it was sent to the Sullis Cancer Support Centre in Waterford. And for a group of men whose lives have been changed by a cancer diagnosis, it has been an absolute gift. Della Kilroy went to their tool shed to hear more.
Just grabbing a couple of tools, the usual thing that we do. Give the place a bit of a rake and a bit of a turnover, some of the watering and stuff like that the lads do. I'll be quite honest with you now, me now in describing flowers, I see the daisies there, right, and I'm doing well with that. I mullock in with the lads, that's the best way of describing me. Usually turn on the water at the back there then and start a bit of watering.
I'm in Waterford's Sullis Cancer Support Centre, where a group of men, all having had cancer, meet every week to tend to the centre's garden.
When you get your diagnosis, there's anxiety and frustration and so forth, and it eases that because you're working with the lads, and we have a variety of different cancers within the group, of non-Hodgkin's, lung cancer, the various types, you know. So you're working with the lads, and you're working with someone who's had non-Hodgkin's, and I say, did you go through this? And they'd say, oh yeah, I did that, or you know, or what about this? And it's a supportive network that we provide for one another. You know, and that's kind of what the men's group and the garden is about, you know.
So, Liam, you're doing a bit of work.
Doing a little bit of work, just keeping it maintained more than anything, you know, and just keeping the weeds down. You know, no matter how much protection you have against weeds, unfortunately, they find their way up. That's the biggest downfall. But then again, it's very therapeutic for us. And I don't know an awful lot about gardening, but I love doing it. And it gives us a chance to get together and have a bit of fun.
The project first started with the donation of a SunSmart garden given to the group by the Marie Keating Foundation, as Liam remembers.
So as we walk around here, this is where the garden first began.
That's where the garden first began, yeah, with Bloom. And it was 2018, in a real hot summer, if you can think back. And it was extremely warm. Bloom offered us the garden. Or the Marie Keating Foundation offered us their garden from Bloom. So it all arrived here on pallets, the seeds arrived on pallets, everything. We hadn't a clue where we were going to go. We came up, we looked at it, we started laying out the plants. So when we decided to change it, we took out the Marie Keating stuff and transplanted it into the garden that's behind us. And we put in roses here. And we put in a box hedge, as you can see, and they look amazing.
Because we're looking here at some dark red, pink and yellow roses with a fountain.
That's right. The fountain in the middle, an idea of one of the lads. And you're totally oblivious to the traffic just passing. We're on the main road. But you just come in here and you can go into a world of your own. Mentally, it helps us an awful lot. And some days we come up here and we mightn't do any gardening. We might just sit down like the guys are doing there now and have a chat.
They're sitting on the bench now, will we?
They're sitting on the bench. Now,
lads.
That's Michael Byrne. We have loads of project managers.
The four men are here, though.
If you want to get them to do the work, you'd be all right.
The other thing, yeah. WLR give you money for doing this. They're over there. Well, hey, give up that carry on now.
You want?
I'm pointed in the direction of Mick. He first joined the support group after a lung operation.
I tell you one thing for nothing. All you have to say is, will you be there? And they're always there. You know, even the lads, some of the lads now there that can't do things and that, always turn up for the chat and the whole lot. It's very refreshing to get out of the house for a few hours and, God, you think you were in heaven some days. You know, other days now you'd want an umbrella in heaven.
You've got a buddy bench as well.
We have a buddy bench here. We have a few benches around and people come up here after treatment and that. And I tell you now, it's a tonic in itself. Anything to do with gardening or anything to do with the land and that and getting involved and that. I tell you one thing it does do. It beats sitting in the house and just looking at the four walls, you know. Televisions and all that, do you know.
So, Mick, you've seen this garden transform over the last couple of years.
It's hard to believe what what you can do, like men that are not fully fit, you could say, to do things like that, you know. Now, funny enough, I only came here, it was the day after effects of having a lung out, and I came here over an anxiety. I didn't know what was happening to me, but we did have a lot of mishaps in the family, and a lot of family died, and my God, not knowing what's going through your head or what's happening in your head is an unreal substance, you know. And when you get it, I tell you, a good laugh at the end of the day is better than nothing, you know. We'd love this place, you know.
You've got a cat.
We have a cat, yeah. The fella had to dump a whole lorry load of gravel on top of me here. Now,
put to work.
Okay, let me go.
Sullis was opened 6 months, and I arrived 6 months after.
For Jim, he found comfort in the garden after a diagnosis of lymphoma.
I was diagnosed with follicular non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, stage 4, grade 4, and I'm 14 years battling it now. When I came up here then and met the lads, we lost a few along the way that would have been in the group at the initial start. You're able to do things, and there's other things I'm not able to do. So everybody kind of gives a hand. I can't do that, I can't bend down, I can't. And it's absolutely fantastic for your mental health. You know, you're doing something, you're concentrating on it. And Mr. Cancer is way back down the road, he's gone, you know. You're concentrating on what you're doing.
So what are your hopes for this garden?
Keep it going. And you know, when we're all gone, that there's other people that'll keep it going, you know. Anybody can come in here and see the garden. And if they want to give a hand, they're more than welcome.
See you later, guys. Thanks so much.
Lovely stuff there from Della Kilroy in the garden at the Sullis Cancer Support Centre in County Waterford.